Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three now of the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, we're back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Penn State, a 27-6 winner over Rutgers. Now we got a little time to digest what's happening on the college football landscape, figure out where Penn State's going in the postseason. But for now, we've got your questions now for Greg Pickle to see where Penn State is going. I'm curious what your thoughts are as well. Got a good one from Brian from Kansas City. I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to start with Tom from Seven Valleys. Love your insight on Penn State football. I think he's talking about you, Greg. He doesn't love it as much as I do. I'd like to know your thoughts on KJ going pro after the bowl game. I wonder if another year of playing and conditioning would help with the draft status. And do you think his speed and athletic ability can help in his height and weight?
I think the bigger issue with him is the number of drops he's had this year. Aren't scouts going to wonder why that's been the case? I mean, he was as sure-handed as they come last year, and he still is a pretty reliable pass catcher, but he also had more drops this year than I think he would have wanted to have, that I think more than we expected him to have. So I think that could be as much of a deterrent as anything else. But look, ultimately, these guys, their stay-and-go decision, you know as well as I do, Dustin, that it comes down to a number of off-field factors as well as on-field factors. So I don't think he's made a decision yet, but if he does go, and the same goes for Etor Gross-Matos, will they play in the bowl game? That's the next thing we'll be discussing.
So that whole dialogue that was kicked off by Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette a few years ago could be coming to Penn State. But as far as KJ and going pro, you know, his frame is not conventional, obviously. DeSean Jackson is maybe the best case scenario, and somebody who's proven that you can be, you know, 175 pounds and still make it in the league. Now, DeSean has worked through injuries for the most of his career, but he's been wildly productive when he's on the field. I'm not sure if KJ Hamler has shown just yet that sort of deep ball tracking ability. But you see how special he is in space, and you see the kinds of impact plays he's capable of making. Now, the trick with him is that he is moving and fast forward so often that his mind moves him fast forward too. And the trick is going to be, and I think it's fixable. You know, I'm not sure if every guy who drops passes, if their issue is fixable, but I think with KJ, it's just a matter of taking a breath and keeping your focus on what's happening right now. Let's not be playing chess too much down the field that in your mind you're already making your third move when you haven't caught the ball yet.
Right, yeah.
I think a lot of times that's been the issue, is that he's trying to make guys miss before the ball is in his hands. And, you know, players are guilty of that from time to time. But for him, you know, he's moving too quickly in his mind. I think that's fixable. But it's a fair question about this package of skills and his speed and his lack of size.
Yeah.
He'll be an interesting pro prospect. Do you think, to answer another portion of his question, do you think another year can benefit him or not?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it goes back to, is he ready to just be done with playing college football? That's, I think, the big question. Could it benefit him? Yeah, I think it could benefit almost. There's very few players who, outside of guys like Chase Young, who are 100% ready to go play in the NFL. I mean, think about it. I know Trevor Lawrence has been better in the second half of the season, but I mean, at this time last year,
yeah,
there were conversations about whether or not that guy could start for an NFL team in the playoffs, in the NFL playoffs last year. And now, clearly that conversation's not being had anymore. So guys can always develop, guys can always improve. But, I do think that he could benefit from another year, but it also wouldn't shock me if he decides to go. I don't think he's getting any bigger, stronger, or faster. So just a matter of really wants to work on a technique or not.
It's not like he's going to go from 5'9", 170 to 5'9", 225 next year. Like that's not happening. And if anything, you know, I would lean towards predicting, and again, I'll burn the audio if this doesn't end up happening, but I lean towards him. Like, he's gotten enough flashes with injuries this year that haven't thankfully really cost him much. But I think he's gone through enough to really see the downside in coming back, and the, you know, the potential negatives in doing that, as opposed to let's just start that clock now. Let's take those risks while I'm getting paid to do it. That's where I would be at. Here's the question from Brian from Kansas City. It says, not sure about Russia/White House, but last week's Ask Greg segment was a clear case of collusion between Dustin and Brian from Miami. Brian said that he would give me his polo shirt. But as I mentioned, and I would testify to this under oath, I was wearing a KSN polo shirt. If the judge, if the gloves don't fit, you have to acquit, right? So that's where I'm at. Anyway, impartial Greg, implying that I am in fact partial. Do you think that Justin Shorter going into the portal is a sign that KJ and or Pat Freiermuth may have indicated they're coming back? I don't see how the number 7 player in the country and number one wide receiver in his class leaves with that big of a hole with those two guys gone. P.S. Don't make me call in Mueller next time. Happy holidays, KSN dudes. I mean, I just think the theme of this question, I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, me too. Maybe the leader in the clubhouse to win this week's Keystone Sports Network polo. Yeah, I don't really think – I think that – and I've been guilty of this too, but trying to draw the line between guy A's decision and what guy B and C are doing, it's too hard, in my opinion. I just think that, you know, when it really comes down to it, when these guys are ready to – take the next step, whether it's to the pros, to another school, whatever. They do it without regard for other players on the team and what they're doing. I mean, I don't want to make it sound that simple because, you know, Tommy Stevens probably left in part because Sean Clifford was fighting him for the job. But to me, Justin Shorter had a starting job locked up. He just wasn't able to produce anything with it. We'll see if he decides to stay or if he decides to go. I don't think that decision is going to be as clear cut as we might think. But if he feels like he needs a fresh start, Dustin, it doesn't really matter what Pat Freiermuth, KJ Hamler, or anybody else does.
It also doesn't really matter. Like, here's a guy that clearly, through almost 2 full years, his career hasn't gone the way that he's wanted it. Now, James Franklin has made mention of a bunch of guys who that's happened to him. You know, no two players are alike in terms of their growth and development. Shorter had high expectations to come in right away and make an impact, and it hasn't happened for him in 2 years. And I'm sure there are a bunch of explanations behind the scenes for that, but we don't know what those are at the moment. I don't think the fact that he was a really talented guy in the 18 class is much of a factor anymore. I think he's looking for a situation where he can make the most of his vast potential. It just hasn't happened for him yet at Penn State. Doesn't mean it wouldn't have, because I definitely think it would have. I think Mike Gesicki is a good example of a guy who, as his career went on, he made use of his immense physical ability, and it happened for him late, and he was a second-round draft pick.
Yeah, I do think that we probably have to be careful about trying to compare every one of these situations to Mike Gesicki, because I don't know what you think, but I think that's probably more rare than anything else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would think. Especially the, you know, Mike Gesicki's start to his career was borderline disastrous. He shouldn't have never been in the field, on the field, but he had to be because of scholarship numbers and just a total lack of bodies at tight end. He didn't get a chance to develop before he was out on the field, but then he ended up sort of overcoming all that.
Right.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, brought to you by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever. It's holiday season. There's a lot going on. Even if you're out watching your wife shop, you can use the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make bets. You can deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, if you download it right now, you can use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet. And you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Here's another question about Justin Shorter from Pat from Westchester. Was it a mistake for the coaching staff to have Dan Chisena over Shorter on the depth chart? Do you think Shorter would have transferred anyway?
Yeah, I don't think it made any difference. I think it may have been a message to Justin of, hey, you need to pick up. And see, this is where it gets tough because we don't know what's going on in practice. We don't know if a guy's not practicing well and that's the reason why he's not playing as much as we think he should. So I do think that was a message one way or the other to pick it up. So, you know, the fact that the fact that he wasn't able to do that could be, you know, obviously a reason he wasn't playing as much as we thought he was going to play, and also a reason he's in the transfer portal.
I know you don't want to speculate, but this one is a nice little continuation of that. I think this one probably came in before the official shorter news, but Glenn from Pleasantville, New York says, who are the players most likely to enter the transfer portal? Some possible ones. Cam Sullivan Brown, Mac Hippenhammer, Justin Shorter, Ricky Slade, Will Levis, Charlie Catcher, DJ Brown.
Well, Cam Sullivan Brown already hit the portal and then came back, so I don't think he's in play for that. You know, I think you always want to look at the positions where guys are, where there's a big influx of young guys. I mean, I think obviously running back could see a defection. I don't know which one, but it wouldn't shock me if one of those guys decided to leave. I think with receiver, we don't know a lot about how John Dunmore and TJ Jones are progressing. Obviously, they have Keandre Lambert and some other guys coming in to catch passes in 2020. So, yeah, I could definitely see one of those guys move on, especially after guys saw the success Brandon Polk had at the lower level. I think there might be some realizations that maybe some guys should be playing at a different level, and who knows? I don't – Mac Hippenhammer, that doesn't make any sense, though, I don't think.
Well, yeah, he's in a situation where he's playing baseball and football.
Right.
I don't know. You can speculate about any number of guys, and there's all kinds of reasons behind these guys hitting the portal. Yeah, I mean, it's fair to wonder. We'll start to get some answers soon in the coming weeks and months. Let's see. One more. I saw this one come through before, and I wanted to get to it. Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Does the new DraftKings Sportsbook have any prop bets on whether or not a safety on our roster will ever get there on a deep pass? I hate to be overly critical of our players, but how many more missed assignments do we have to witness before someone makes a big play on our side? Are our coaches recruiting the wrong type of player? A free safety, or do you think this is a developmental issue? I love the show.
Yeah, I think it's a fact that they've missed some guys in the recruiting process, Dustin, and because of that, they have converted some guys to be safeties who maybe don't have the top line speed to be safeties. Some of those plays, though, I think are issues with, corners maybe not understanding their assignment to completion. So it's a little bit of both. But, you know, I do think that that ultimately those guys have to be better in 2020.
I think that's fair to say across the board. And I think that recruiting wise, they did miss some guys at safety. They haven't had a lot of real, true dominators at safety come in the first place. I think they've done a good job getting the most out of the guys they do have. But the next step will be recruiting a player who can dominate in that phase of the game. Who had the best question this week?
Let's go with the guy who had the whole Russia conspiracy theory. I like that one this week.
I mean, when you sit down and you have that degree of creativity when you're penciling a question, that's Brian from Kansas City. You deserve it. And this is proof that we are not partisan hacks here. We are right down the middle. We're uniting both sides of the aisle to bring a KSN polo to you, Brian from Kansas City. Thanks for your questions. We got one more segment to come. Greg's best bets. Not so best last week, but we'll see what he's got coming up.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.